Which is why instead of being devastated the relationship was over, I was more pissed off that my pride had taken another battering. Damn it. Couldn't he have kept his dick in his pants for one more freaking day? Evie. Buttercup. He looked to me and then to the woman whose knees were still planted on my Aubusson rug. Kitty? Kitty. Her name was Kitty? Great. How very appropriate. So much for not knowing her. The petite blonde shook her head, doing her best to remain as still as possible. Oliver, it seemed, was shit out of luck with both his women. Get out, Oliver. Now, before I call the police. He looked like he wanted to argue, to reason, say something to persuade me, but he didn't. Slowly, backing away from us, he zipped up and made his way to my front door. He hesitated at the door, grabbing his keys from the crystal bowl that sat on the bureau in the entranceway. Damn, now I remember the crystal bowl. It would have been a perfect throw earlier. I'll call you tomorrow, he coughed out uncomfortably. I wasn't sure if that was directed at me or to Kitty. Don't bother, I waved after him. I'll have your things boxed up and delivered. Expect the bill. If I didn't burn them first. He didn't speak as the door closed behind him, no doubt hoping a good night's sleep would let me cool off, because he was delusional like that. And had he been less of a jerk face and a better boyfriend, the cheating in my apartment aside, he would have known that one night's sleep wasn't going to cut it. No, I could sleep for an entire year and it wouldn't make a difference. Kitty coughed awkwardly, either to clear her throat or alert me she was still there. And then there were two. While Oliver had vacated my apartment, Kitty, the blower, had been sort of trapped, probably wondering if her sudden movements might redirect my anger, or projectiles, to her. She'd abandoned any association to the douche canoe that was my former boyfriend, and so remained, and he had left without a second thought about her safety. He really was a gutless piece of shit. There was no protocol for this. Well, none that I knew of. It had been a while since I consulted Emily Post, but was pretty sure she didn't have any handy hints that would cover it. Guess I was on my own. So, Kitty, you feel like a drink? I sure as hell could use one. My bare feet padded to my kitchen. Wine. This would definitely be easier with wine. She stammered, slowly rising to her feet. I should go. Unlike Oliver, who, while having his cock out, had been mostly dressed, Kitty had been wearing all her clothes. Perhaps their interlude had been destined to be one-sided, or maybe they hadn't gotten to the good part yet. But it helped that neither had to perform an undignified redressing with an audience. I was especially glad to be spared the visual. Okay, do you need me to call you a cab? I pulled my head out of the refrigerator long enough to answer. Or do you drive? I stopped for a minute, processing that I was genuinely concerned about how she got home, which I guess was sort of weird. I was acting weird. This whole scenario was really freaking weird. This must be what shock feels like. Or maybe I had truly lost my mind. I probably was only remaining upright because of anger. Adrenaline was a powerful thing. Sometimes it gave you super strength, the ability to lift a car or something like that. Or obviously in my case, the ability to have a rational conversation with the girl my boyfriend was cheating with. At least I was still functional, even if I had no idea what the hell I was even looking for anymore. Oh, that's right, wine. I pulled out a chilled bottle of Riesling and wondered if I should even bother with the glass. There was no point denying I was going to be finishing it. Why are you being so nice to me? She approached slowly, her careful green eyes floating between me and her exit route, and probably wondering whether I was clinically insane. I didn't blame her. I wondered too. Because today my world came crashing down and the worst of it wasn't finding the two of you. The desire for wine discarded as I placed the bottle on the counter and I sunk to my butt on the floor. God, I didn't want to do this with an audience. I had been strong the whole time. All morning I had kept my shit together, the smile on my face fixed in place as people at the gallery looked at me with pitiful glances. Didn't even crack when I heard their discreet...